Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right there, list man. What do you got for everybody today? I am all ears.
All right, man, this music gets me pumped up.
I'll tell you what gets me pumped up. You.
College football.
You.
So this is Big Ten bold predictions from a bunch of conference, Big Ten conference writers across the Midwest and whatnot. Couple sentences for each of them, but just some bold predictions. Starting with Nick Baumgartner, Detroit Free Press. Michigan will actually beat Ohio State and win the Big Ten East for the first time, putting itself in a position to win the Big Ten for the first time since 2004.
The drug issue isn't really an issue because I do drugs, so I'm good with that.
So that's a no for you.
I'm abstaining.
All right, Graham Couch.
No, I mean, I read it. I didn't like the reasoning, and I'm moving on. I'm in a good mood. Mike, I'm tired of this. Well, this team has a lot of question marks. Why is this the year you'd say 12-0? Help me with that.
Oh, there's tons of question marks. Graham Couch has two of them quickly. Number one.
Great.
Really likes Iowa in the West.
What?
And number two, if MSU's offense is merely above average, the Spartans are as likely of a champion as anyone in the Big Ten East.
Yeah, great. And if you had a full head of hair, you'd be a hair model. I mean, the idea that the Spartans' offense is even going to be average, much less above average? Jeez, Graham, kind of taking a leap. I just, the Iowa thing, absolutely not. I don't buy it. I don't. The Michigan State thing, in theory, I buy, but Graham has to provide reasons why he believes that offense will be above average.
Right. All right, Mark Emmert, Des Moines Register.
Oh, I thought you meant the NCAA scumbag.
Not,
my bad.
Mark Emmert from NCAA. Ohio State and Wisconsin will struggle at the quarterback position and will be no better than middle of the pack in their respective divisions.
I think Wisconsin needs to prove they can find a quarterback. Ohio State, you got to disprove that they have one. I mean, the God's honest truth, Ohio State plugs and plays. They have a system. Ryan Day is a very good play caller, a very good offensive mind. And Daniel Fields, look, man, limited run. Daniel Fields has got the goods. Now, being a full-time starter, going on a road winning big games, you're right. Those are moments that you get tested. The last time they really had to be tested was when JT Barrett went to Spartan Stadium on the road as an unproven quarterback and played one of the greatest games I've ever seen live. That's what Buckeyes do. They answer the bell. So I can't say they don't.
Okay.
That's not fair because they've proven time and again. Oh, look, they lost their starter. Oh, it's the backup. Yeah, it's Cardale Jones, national title. Oh, look, they lost the starter. Oh, it's the backup, Dwayne Haskins, coming in and winning in Ann Arbor. Like, dude, that's what they do.
Yeah.
It's sack time!
Chad Lestico, that's how I say it, Des Moines Register.
Never heard of him.
There's been a lot of division realignment talk this week, but I think that all settles down after a big year from the Big Ten West.
All right, listen, I'm just telling you, the realignment stuff's got to get put to bed until they add two teams. That's really what it comes down to. They'll do a realignment at some point when it's a 16-team conference. That's it. There's nothing to talk about otherwise.
All right, this one from Josh Newman.
Who?
Asbury.
You say these people
Park
like
Press.
Anyone knows who they are.
Asbury Park Press.
These people make Caputo look like Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, I don't think he's in this one. Ohio State will be out of the Big Ten and national championship picture before Halloween.
Wow. Jesus. I mean, if you're telling me first-year head coach and they manage to drop two games early, it could happen, but I just don't see it. They are still an unbelievably talented football team, and I don't think you'll see Day falter until maybe year two or three, kind of the, you know, like what happened at Oregon when Chip Kelly left. It didn't fall off a table right away. They went and played for a national title. What the hell was that dim-witted head coach with the blank stare on his face and he wore a visor? The hell was his name? He was a bum. The guy who replaced Chip Kelly. Helfrich.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they went and played for a national title with that guy. The fall off didn't happen until down the line. I'm not going to do that with Ryan Day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shut up.
Jeff Poikas, Milwaukee Journal.
Oh, I celebrate his entire catalog.
If the Wolverines take care of business at home against Notre Dame, they will end the Big Ten's two-year absence from the college football playoff.
I'm done discussing. Is every question the same and you just repackage it?
What?
Yeah, sure,
no,
Mike.
Most have been about Ohio State so far.
Mike, the Michigan thing, I've given you my point. You know what? I'll tell you who they ought to worry about before Notre Dame. You better focus in and lock in week two against Army, or you trick around and get beat. You don't believe me? Go look at Oklahoma, who had tight booty hole syndrome in overtime at home against the Black Knights. That team ain't nothing to play with, and they bring back like 18 starters. Don't worry about Notre Dame. Worry about Army first.
Okay, Minnesota.
Oh, no, who's this by?
This is another from Jeff Poikras from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Fabulous.
P.J. Fleck will get Minnesota back on track this year, and they will at least compete for the Big Ten West.
If he doesn't, I think he's a fraud. And I love P.J., and I would love P.J. to be my coach at some point. But I'll tell you this right now, you got to show some progress now, okay? You dressing like a barber on the sidelines and the running around and the boat oars. Got to show some progress now. It's time. He bit the bullet early, played a ton of kids, took the losses. Now, got to take a big step forward this year. Need you in a bowl game. Need you relevant in Halloween. Need you to have a nice win at Minnesota. Something that surprises me. It's time.
Wow. Okay, these rest of these are from 24/7 Sports because we ran out of great writers to cover. So
we'll go to a pay site.
It's a secondary bold predictions article, same type of thing. Chris Ash gets fired before October.
Chris Ash should be fired before he ever gets home. I don't even know why Chris Ash is the coach of Rutgers. He's god awful. Program has gone even further backwards.
Brian Lewerke has a bounce back season for Michigan State.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Next. Don't even get me started. I don't even want to go there with Michigan State. I have no idea what the structure of the offense is going to look like. I don't even know if Brad Salem's going to be allowed to call the plays. I don't even know if Lewerke's ever going to be the guy he used to be. From a confidence standpoint, I thought D'Antonio went out there and ruined it, playing the kid injured. Mike, I'm not answering that question. There's too many unknowns for me.
All right, here's a Michigan one.
Oh, another one.
Not a big picture one.
It's sack time.
A positional one. Michigan will not have a 1,000-yard receiver this year.
Wow. Tough question.
I am downright hard.
Wow. Well, I mean, you factor in Tariq Black has had the horrible foot injuries, and DPJ is a health mystery. I don't know, man. It's possible, but the offense could equally present some explosion plays and get somebody there. I would bet on the side of no, because I do think they'll spread it out, and they do have three really nice receivers. But tough question, too. We don't know what the makeup of the offense is going to be from a run-pass ratio standpoint.
All right, let's rapid-fire these next
few. Oh, okay.
Penn State will miss a bowl game.
Who's this from? Santa Claus?
No, this is from the 247.
Penn State will miss a bowl. How the hell are you going to miss a bowl game? You go 5-7 and get in. No, not true.
Justin Fields lives up to the hype.
I believe it more than I don't believe it.
The Big Ten has two Heisman Trophy finalists, and this is the one we're going to close on. Will that happen?
Not true. Totally absurd. Besides, it doesn't matter. It's going to be Trevor Lawrence, Tua, and Jake Fromm. Everybody else, you're lining up for what falls off the table.
Actually, we'll throw this one in.
Sure. Who's this from?
No, remember I said the random writers are over?
This you is like from the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase.
Michigan-OSU winner goes to the playoff.
Michigan-OSU winner goes to the playoff. You know what? Fine. I don't want to be asked about Michigan in the playoff again. I've had it. I can't take anymore. Sure, Mike. Here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.